Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Now, I'd say something here for the sake of a few of you that need to hear it. I would to God that some of you would develop a much thicker layer of skin. Some of you are so sensitive, so delicate. At the slightest little pinprick, you know, you tube out and you're in a hospital for 3 weeks recovering, virtually. Soft heart and thick skin, that's the answer. I mean really thick, really rhinoceros type, okay? Really thick. The people that get the job done nowadays are able to overlook all sorts of silly little comments people are going to make. You know, when you walk through thorns, you have to have on heavy boots. You don't walk through thorns barefooted. If you're going to deal with people, you got to be well shod. Hey, hang on to this one. Dale Galloway writes in his book, You Can Win with Love, the story of John D. Rockefeller, the man who built the great Standard Oil empire. He was a man who demanded high performance from his company's executives. One day, one of the executives made a $2 million mistake. I can't believe it. I don't even know how to write $2 million, much less make that kind of mistake. The news of the man's enormous error soon spread through all the executive staff. During this entire day, these men made themselves scarce and were afraid to even go near Rockefeller's office for fear of his reaction towards this mistake. But one brave executive decided he would go ahead and keep his appointment and go in to see Mr. Rockefeller. He tightened his belt, walked in the door. As the oil monarch was writing on a piece of paper, looked up and abruptly said, I guess you've heard about the $2 million mistake our friend made. Yes, he said, expecting Rockefeller to explode. Then he said, I've been listing all the good qualities of our friend here on a sheet of paper, and I've discovered that in the past, he has made us many more times than the amount he lost for us today by his one mistake. His good points far outweigh this one human error that I think we ought to forgive him. Don't you? Oh, wouldn't you love to have a boss like that? Man. Hey, it doesn't take a $2 million mistake. It takes just an off-the-cuff comment, and we're sidelined. Why? Because our focus is so horizontal. Our God is some distant deity that sits around the theological heavenlies answering doctrinal questions, not meeting practical needs. And so when something practical happens, we're goners. Rather than focusing right away on the vertical and saying, oh, Lord, right now, you take that offense. Give me a bigger mind than that. Maybe he wants to live in that narrow world. I don't. Some of you need to do that with your parents. Some of you need to do that with your kids. You can dangle your kids. Your kids will blow it, and then they'll finally come back, and they'll say, you know, I blew it. I had no business doing such and such. And you can dangle them there for weeks and play that cruel game of making them wonder where they stand with you when they were men or women enough to say, I did wrong.
When you have a soft heart and thick skin, you overlook offenses. The best way to do that? Ask God to take the offense. Ask Him to give you a bigger mind. Proverbs 19:11 says, A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Being Big Enough to Forgive, was copyrighted in 1978, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.